Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, trust you're doing absolutely fantastic today. I must confess that today's episode has been one of my biggest meditations and a very interesting one at that. You know, I've always wondered why there isn't much of a distinction between the lives of most believers and unbelievers, and it is an observation that deeply bothers me. The Bible emphatically describes the process of being saved as literally being moved from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of light. Now, if you're a frequent traveler, you will realize that every location has a natural laws that govern them, which in turn dictates the lifestyle of the people. People who live in warmer climates have a specific kind of fashion, food, lifestyle that reflects the natural laws operating there, which is completely different for people from colder climates. But I wonder why nothing seems to be so different, or nothing seems to change when we literally change kingdoms. Well, here is a scripture that makes all the difference for me. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 13 to 14, in the Message Bible, it says, "They couldn't take their eyes off them. Peter and John, standing there so confident, so sure of themselves, their fascination deepened when they realized these two were laymen with no training in the scripture or formal education. They recognized them as companions of Jesus. But with the man right there before them, seeing him standing there so upright, so healed, what could they say against that?" I mean, that is a very interesting play of events. This is Peter and John, fishermen who are not, you know, trained or who have not been to any kind of Bible school. But just by walking with Jesus, they have this confidence about them, they have this power about them. And the Pharisees who looked at them, or the elders of the city who looked at them, recognized that these people had been with Jesus. They recognized that the power and the confidence being displayed by these people were a result of a fellowship, a walking with Jesus. Now, the Passion Translation puts it even better. It says, "The council members were astonished as they witnessed the bold courage of Peter and John, especially when they discovered that they were just ordinary men who had never had religious training. Then they began to understand the effect Jesus had had on them simply by spending time with him. The effects Jesus had had on them. Wow. And this he did by simply spending time with them." Man, I think that herein lies the secret. The transformation we seek, the difference we seek, is in the effect of Jesus in our lives. And this comes about when we spend time with him. And I know you're probably asking, well, they got the chance to spend time with him physically, but we don't. Remember when Jesus died, the disciples said they were going to go back to fishing. These were people that had spent almost 3 years or more with Jesus, and they didn't have the boldness that the people were now seeing. So what happened? What made the difference? The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31, that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God with boldness. Now, the Bible says that they were filled with the Spirit and spoke with boldness. Now, as we spend time in His Word and fellowship and are continually being filled with the Spirit, He gives us the boldness to walk in Him and manifest the works of the one who has called us. If we don't live in the Word, if we don't spend time in His presence, being transformed by His power, we will remain the same and we will bear no fruit in the earth. The apostles learned a lot by spending time with Jesus, but having received the Spirit, they were ignited. The fire in them was sparked. They had this boldness to speak the word. The Bible says that when the apostles preached with boldness, more than 3,000 people were saved. 3,000 people, that is a stadium full of people. Isn't that remarkable in one day? I believe that there is more that we can be. There is more to our Christian experience than simply declaring we are saved and going to church on Sundays. Something in particular has to change about us. He says, to them that believed, He gave power to become the sons of God. And He says that the whole of creation is awaiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, I wonder, wait, was He talking to us? Because it looks as though the sons of God have no clue that the creation is expecting a manifestation. Our lives cannot and should not be ordinary as Christians. Yesterday, we spoke in the scripture about how Jesus enjoins us to be the light and the salt of the earth. We cannot be ordinary. We cannot be normal. We cannot simply fit in. And neither can we just play it safe. Something must change. And it would only happen if we walk in the light of His word, in fellowship with Him, so that it will be obvious to all that we have been with Jesus. So once again, are people able to tell by your confidence and power that you have been with Jesus? Think about it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that every day is a new learning opportunity for us. Father, we pray that You teach us to walk with Jesus and not just confess Him as Lord. Teach us to walk in the light of Your word so that we are transformed into Your very image, so that men may see us and glorify You, our Father in heaven. It is my prayer, O Lord, that You give us a heart that desires fellowship so that we are available for the work You want to do through us. Through us, O God, manifest Your glory to all of creation and let us be the witnesses of the divine work You are doing in Your people. We thank You, O God, that You will have mercy, You will use us, You will transform us, and You will place us upon the mountaintop as lights of the world and as salt of the earth. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.